Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
Just fine, Tim. Hey, thanks for your show. I really appreciate it. I get to listen to you every Saturday, but I don't often get to call you. But
well, the people to thank, really, it's the station, you know, the management at WGRR. They're kind enough to put this kind of content on the station, you know, which, you know, you go back in time just 2 years, it's a big departure, you know, to put talk radio on a music station. But we seem to think that a lot of people like you like the show.
Yes, I do. I really enjoy it. I got a question on countertops. I'm redoing my kitchen, so I'm putting a new cabinet in.
Okay.
And I want to put tile or maybe granite on the top of the kitchen, you know, for the counter and the sink counter, the top sink. Would it be better to use that pressed wood, if you know what I'm talking about, the pressed wood, or plywood?
Well, if it was me, I would use plywood.
Good, because that's what I'd bought, and then after I got it, and I got to thinking about it, I thought, well, you know what, I'm taking off pressed wood. Why would it be better not to use that, though? I'm glad, because I'd already cut it. Since that was $35 for that sheet of plywood.
Yeah, I would go plywood for a couple of reasons. Now, you haven't covered it yet. Are you going to go with, have you decided what you're going with yet? Is it the granite or the tile?
You know, I'm not real sure. It's kind of, the granite's kind of pricey. And I got a lot of countertops, so
either one, it makes no difference to me. But what I would recommend is, because if you're going to go with the granite, you're going to be buying those granite squares and putting them down with thinset, I would imagine.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, you do realize that you're really supposed to put down the quarter inch thick cement board on top of the plywood.
I didn't realize that. No.
Yeah, I would highly recommend that. I wouldn't be gluing the tile or the granite directly to the plywood. Not a great idea.
Okay.
Because you have to realize that the grout on either one, over time, water can go right through the grout. I mean, it takes it a while, and you can start to get a little bit of deterioration of the wood. So what I would recommend you do, and they do make quarter-inch thick cement board for this purpose. You know, you don't have to put on the real thick stuff.
Okay.
So what I would do, though, as well as double insurance, I would put a piece of tar paper down. I'd cut the plywood, have it exactly where you want it. I'd cut a piece of tar paper and put it right over the plywood, and then I would put the cement board right on top of the tar paper and just, you know, nail the cement board in place. And when you go to thin set either the tile or the granite to that, you're going to have a countertop that could last a couple hundred years, maybe, you know, virtually indefinitely. Because you're going to be keeping the water away from the plywood. Now, do you have a dishwasher?
Yes, I do.
Okay, one thing I would do, have you put the plywood on yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
no.
Right around that dishwasher area, this is a really big mistake that a lot of builders make. I used to make it many, many years ago until I figured out what was going on. If you notice, when a lot of dishwashers come on sometimes, they exhaust that water vapor, the fan comes on, and you'll see kind of steam come out of the top of or the bottom of the dishwasher.
Yes.
Over time, that can deteriorate the underside of the countertop right above the dishwasher. I would highly recommend that you take a water-based urethane and apply 4 or 5 coats of urethane to the underside of the countertop in that area.
Okay, I can do that, yeah.
Yeah, that's really easy to do. You know, just go ahead and the water-based urethane dries in about an hour, so you can put 4 or 5 coats on in a day.
Okay, any type of polyurethane?
No, well, I'd go with water-based if I were you.
Water-based, okay.
Yeah, and you can buy a quart of it. It's not too awful expensive, and you'll find many, many uses for it.
Okay, great.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, the backsplash, can I put that directly on the wall, or do I have to do something with... Because I repainted in a semi-gloss, and I was thinking maybe that might be too slippery for grout to stick.
Well,
on.
I would no. You can put it directly on the wall. I would probably take some sandpaper and sand that painted finish so that whatever mastic you're going to use sticks really well.
Okay, just rough it up.
Yeah, just rough it up a little bit, and then wipe it with a damp cloth to get any dust off, and you should be fine. Now, this is really important. Do not grout that line, that horizontal line between the countertop and the underside of the backsplash, if at all possible. That should be caulked only.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All righty.
Now, do I put the grout, the tile on top of the counter first?
You put the countertop in first, and the backsplash,
on top of that.
You make that tile go pretty tight to the wall. and then the tile on the wall overlaps the countertop.
It always looks
much better if you go that way.
Okay, Jim. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll continue listening.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Bill, and really appreciate you listening every Saturday morning.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.